to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying minutes ago the suspected gunman in the Midtown Manhattan office building shooting had a note on him that alluded that he felt he had CTE, a known brain injury that is possible for those who participate in contact sports. He played high school football and apparently blamed the NFL for it. The NFL is headquartered in that building. It's believed the gunman was looking for the NFL's offices but went to the wrong bank of elevators and ended up inside a different office suite. Four people were killed in the shooting, one wounded, and the gunman took his own life afterwards. Dangerous weather in store for many of us again today.
More than 165 million Americans face life-threatening heat with temperatures that feel hotter than 100 degrees. New York City activating its heat emergency plan, providing access to cooling centers and conducting outreach to at-risk communities.
ABC's Victor Okendo. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war. This is ABC News. President Trump playing golf today in Scotland, wrapping up his trip there. The trade deal reached there between the U.S. and the European Union, calling for 15% tariffs on most European goods entering the U.S., down from the threatened 30%, but the agreement is still a lousy one, according to some European leaders. Here's ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that this is a good deal that will bring stability to both sides of the Atlantic, but there is criticism coming from some European leaders. Spain's Prime Minister says he supports the trade agreement, but without any enthusiasm, and the Chancellor of Germany says his country's economy will suffer considerable damage as a result of these tariffs.
Costs for some of your medications could be headed up thanks to the new trade deal included in the 15% tariff agreement with the EU. Pharmaceuticals. European countries make up about 60% of all the pharmaceuticals that we import into the United States. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Tomorrow, a very special day at the Park Falls Farmers Market. It is Children's Day at the Farmers Market. They do this once a year at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. So tomorrow, bring the kids on down. Kids will have the opportunity to plant, to tour emergency vehicles, and receive market dollars to shop and to meet the people who grow their food. That's 2 to 5:30 tomorrow at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right here in Park Falls, and that's going on from 2 until 5:30 as a part of the normal farmers market here in Park Falls. Gas prices continue to fall here in the state of Wisconsin, while going up slightly nationwide. Lisa Hale has more on this story.
In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, and you can find more news at civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers back in first place.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
A Cambridge man is the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources 2024 Volunteer Firearm Safety Instructor of the Year. I'll tell you who he is when we return, but first... You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Minnesota DNR recently named Jim Fridstrom of Cambridge as the 2024 Volunteer Firearm Safety Instructor of the Year. Fridstrom has been an instructor since his initial certification in 1984. Each year, he instructs classes of about 25 students at the Asante County Sportsman's Club, where he's been active since 1981. For Fridstrom, teaching firearm safety is a way to give back and pass along traditions that have been an integral part of his life. Growing up in the 1960s, Fridstrom had people who took him hunting, and now he's paying the shooting skills he learned forward. More than 4,000 volunteer instructors teach DNR firearm safety courses across the state. Since the program began in 1955, more than 1.3 million students have been certified. Firearm safety certification is required of anyone born after December 31st, 1979. For more information on firearm safety courses, visit mndnr.gov/safety/firearms.
From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny for today, only a slight storm chance, a little hazy from smoke and highs in the low 80s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid 50s. And some smoky areas again tomorrow, highs upper 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Woman is a mystery, a man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. Man can go wrong.
must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Anywhere you wanna go, baby, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on is the shade. So what really turns me on is the shade.
We're gonna party!
New Country Now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome!
98 Q Country.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean, it's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Cali to LA, city to the country, from here to Kalamazoo.
to my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face to my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. The days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Oh, then it happened one night looking in her eyes. Oh, when I popped the question, much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. And nothing's been the same since she said yes. I said wow. She said when. I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes.
Good news, Chad Brock, and yes, 98Q Country, and a good Tuesday to you as we fast winding down this month of July. Football looming around the corner for our young athletes and fall sports, volleyball and others. Yeah, cross country. It's all right there. It's all right there. So we'll enjoy the beautiful summer days that we have here. Looks like to be a real nice week. A little raindrop action overnight tonight, maybe into tomorrow, but the Flamborama weekend is looking really good right now, looking really, really good. And we're very excited that someone is going to walk off the stage Friday about 6 o'clock with a brand new $600 recliner, courtesy of Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The only way you can be a part of that is if you get qualified. All right, say St. Joel, sounds good, but I know you're qualified. Well, we got two more chances for you to do that on air, right here. Text to win, Civic Media app. Put that on your Android or iPhone. You go to 98Q, and then you text us the keyword that we give you, which is Curds today. C-U-R-D-S, Curds. You can join our other qualifiers, such as Mandy, Kelly, Al, Ron, Jesse, Terry, Roger, Lori, and a couple we have yet to confirm who they are, but they have qualified. So you can join all those folks. Everybody's going to win a prize. You know, tickets to attractions. We have all kinds of different things, gift certificates. So everybody's going to win something. One person is going to strap that recliner to their significant other's back, and they're going to haul it home for them on Friday night. It's a $599 recliner with a bonus dollar from your morning show guy. How about that? So that'll be on stage Friday at 6 o'clock. Now, if you don't qualify via text today or tomorrow, Friday, Gray and I are going to be there on the grounds from noon to 5, broadcasting and doing Gray's show. And all you have to do is stop by and get a ticket. Just get a ticket. And then on stage at 6 o'clock, we're going to have the 13th and bonus qualifier. Last minute on stage, they'll automatically win a prize and have just as good a chance of winning the chair. So fun stuff with Flamborama. Lots going on this weekend, of course. We've got some birthdays to get to. If you have somebody celebrating, 715-762-3221. Give us a call quick. You can always email those ahead of time, wcqm@civicmedia.us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. It's 8:29. We'll do those birthdays in just a moment. Twice an hour news and sports update right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying minutes ago the suspected gunman in the Midtown Manhattan office building shooting had a note on him that alluded that he felt he had CTE, a known brain injury that is possible for those who participate in contact sports. He played high school football and apparently blamed the NFL for it. The NFL is headquartered in that building. It's believed the gunman was looking for the NFL's offices but went to the wrong bank of elevators and ended up inside a different office suite. Four people were killed in the shooting, one wounded, and the gunman took his own life afterwards. Dangerous weather in store for many of us again today.
More than 165 million Americans face life-threatening heat with temperatures that feel hotter than 100 degrees. New York City activating its heat emergency plan, providing access to cooling centers and conducting outreach to at-risk communities.
ABC's Victor Okendo. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. If you enjoy live music, we've got plenty for you this week. What a week of live music, including Wednesday Night Live, Wednesday night at Old A Memorial Park, right in downtown Park Falls. That'll feature the music of Hip Pocket, 6 o'clock Wednesday night. Thursday, couple of options. You can go to Harvorama out at Empty Pockets, right on Highway 13 north of Park Falls. Shane Kronberger Band and Family and others will perform there Thursday night. And in Phillips at Elk Lake Park, it is their Thursday Music in the Park with the Strummin' Drummer. That'll start at about 6 o'clock Thursday night in Phillips. And, of course, the weekend full of free music for you right there at Flamborama on the north side of Park Falls. Friday at 5, you'll have music by Small Town Famous, followed by Chris Cruzy. And then Saturday, you'll go back-to-back, of course, with music at 5 o'clock by that 90s band, followed by the music of Moniker. And then Sunday, it's Robbie V. Lots of live music for you all around the Northwoods coming up this weekend. You can always check out more info about these events at 98qcountry.com/events. Did you know that the DNR has adaptive equipment that you can borrow? Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds visitors that state parks, forests, and recreation areas offer a variety of universal recreation options across the state. With July being Disability Pride Month, the DNR is reminding of the equipment available to borrow, such as adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs and beach wheelchairs, and amenities such as accessible fishing piers, universal play areas, and barrier-free accessible cabins for camping.
Find more news at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers back in first place.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL, Pat Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by the Phillips Cafe, where every day you get a great tasting value meal. They will even do your catering for any special event.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Gear up, folks, for the Flamborama celebration in Park Falls, one of the longest-running community celebrations in the state, running August 1st through the 3rd. You won't want to miss this year's entertainment. Starting Friday at 5 p.m. at Small Town Famous, right there under the main tent. Then at 8 Friday night, it's Chris Cruzy and his band. Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., that 90s band takes the stage. And then Monica wraps up the evening Saturday night. Sunday, right after the parade, it's your all-time favorites at 2 p.m. with Robbie V. From the carnival rides to the craft fair to the frog jumping, the softball tournament, the chalk drawing, and much, much more. Flamborama is a guarantee to be your family fun event. For more information and list of events, it's easy. Go to parkfalls.com.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Well, birthdays today. We had one rolling late yesterday, so we want to wish happy belated to Brian. Betty called that in yesterday. So, Brian, you will be in for the cake drawing on Friday. I hope you had a great birthday. Maybe a few leftover cake crumbs, possibly. So on this 29th day of July, and this Tuesday, here are some other significant celebrities who are celebrating. Country artist Drew Baldridge. He certainly has stormed onto the country music scene and become very popular. Drew Baldridge is 34 today. Ashley McBride is 42 today. We've got Josh Radnor, the actor from TV's How I Met Your Mother, 51 today. James Otto, Just Got Started Loving You was his big song, 52 today for country artist James Otto. Will Wheaton, TV and movie actor from Stand By Me, Toy Soldiers, Star Trek, the Next Generation, 53 for Will Wheaton today. Martina McBride, country music, I'm going to say a legend. She's maybe 59 is too old to be a legend, but she certainly has left her mark on country music, born in 1966, 59 for Martina McBride today. Good age to be there, Martina. Tim Gunn, the TV personality from Project Runway, Tim Gunn's Guide to Style, 72 for Tim Gunn today. Marilyn Quayle, former second lady, Dan Quayle's wife, 76 today for Marilyn Quayle. Tony Sirico, he played Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos, if you watch that. Tony Sirico, born on this day, 1942. He passed back in 2022. And Elizabeth Dole, elected to fill Jesse Helms' Senate seat from North Carolina, the wife of Bob Dole, who, of course, ran for president, Elizabeth Dole, still going. She is 89 years old today.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Open the door to huge savings with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design the perfect garage door for your home using our free design program. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and get an ideal garage door that's right for you. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. A little smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high right around 80. Tonight will drop down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98 Q Country.
You called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, confident and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. Or it wouldn't happen again. But I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Throw it down. I got a 40-hour week.
you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning at a long clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rings. Gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink.
AQ Country.
I remember trying not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight. I hadn't told you yet, but I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. Like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then. I remember taking you back to right where I first met you. You were so surprised. There were people around, but I didn't care. I got down on one knee right there, and once again I thought I loved you then. That before, and now you're my whole life, now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday. I thought I loved you, and I thought I loved you. Ooh.
a little Brad Paisley there in 98Q Country. I'm going to heat up a little bit today to about 82. Probably won't. After today, we may not see 80 again for the weekend, but close to it. It'll be close enough. We take a little time to talk about your money each Tuesday morning. We got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning to you. Oh, hang on. Matt, good morning to you. I'm sorry I lost you there. Yep. Matt, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, good. And hope you're enjoying, you and the family, enjoying summertime together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're actually up by Butternut Lake this weekend. So that was a lot of fun. Good weekend being up north and enjoying the hot weather, I guess.
Yeah, I should have got you up top of the hill to play a little cornhole up there with us.
I know. I thought about it. There's certainly the young kids kind of got us distracted.
Yeah, I can understand. Well, we talk about various aspects of people's money every Tuesday at this time with Pioneer Financial. And today we got a little Social Security talk, right?
Yeah. So today, Joel, I want to talk about Social Security and Medicare. And they recently released their trustees report for 2025. And it's a report that they do every year. So it's like updating everyone on what that report says.
Okay, let's get the info.
Yeah, so each year the trustees of the Social Security and Medicare trust funds provide detailed reports to Congress that track the program's current financial condition and projected financial outlook. Obviously, Joel, the strength of Social Security is a topic that I think gets talked about quite often. So, and know that these reports have warned for years that the trust funds would be depleted in the not too distant future, and the most recent reports released this year on June 18th show that Social Security and Medicare continue to face significant financial challenges. Know that the trustees of both programs continue to urge Congress to address these financial shortfalls sooner rather than later, so that the solutions will be less drastic and may be implemented gradually versus all at once. Americans agree with that statement as well. In a survey conducted last year, 87% of those polled said Congress should act now to address Social Security's funding shortfall rather than waiting years to find a solution.
Okay.
One key point, though, I do want to mention before kind of delving in, Joel, is despite the challenges, it's important to keep in mind that neither of these programs is in danger of collapsing completely. The question is what changes will be required to rescue them.
Yeah, if you want a mutiny in the U.S., take away the money that people paid into to a system. Yeah, that's not going to happen, but there's going to be a lot of challenges ahead, right?
Right, yeah. And kind of a few big challenges and facing both programs is the fundamental problem, I guess, facing both programs is the aging of the American population. Today's workers pay taxes to fund benefits received by today's retirees. And with lower birth rates and longer lifespans, there are fewer workers paying into the programs and more retirees receiving benefits for a longer period of time. I found this kind of interesting. In 1960, there were 5.1 workers for each Social Security beneficiary. Now in 2025, there are 2.7.
Yikes.
Kind of crazy. And a number that's projected to drop to 2.2 by 2045.
Yeah. That's not good. That's not a good number. Yeah, that's
right. And that just kind of shows it's not necessarily any one person's fault. It's just kind of our aging population.
Right, and people living longer too. Right. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. People are living longer. Life expectancy is much longer than it was in 1960, let's say, or certainly before that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the second kind of big issue is dwindling trust funds. Payroll taxes from today's workers, along with income taxes on Social Security benefits, go into interest-bearing trust funds. During times when payroll taxes and other income exceeded benefit payments, these funds were built up, reserve assets. But now the reserves are being depleted as they are used to supplement payroll taxes and other income to meet scheduled benefit payments.
Okay.
So those reserves are certainly dwindling. So let's talk about Social Security and its outlook. Social Security, know that Social Security consists of two programs, each with its own trust fund. Retired workers and their families and survivors receive monthly benefits under the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Program, while disabled workers and their families receive monthly benefits under the Disability Insurance Program. The Old Age and Survivor Insurance Trust Fund reserves are projected to be depleted in 2033. This is actually unchanged from last year's report, at which time incoming revenue would pay only 77% of scheduled benefits. Reserves in the much smaller disability insurance program trust fund, which is on a stronger footing, are not projected to be depleted during the 75-year period ending in 2099. So the big thing there with Social Security is that old age and survivors insurance that looks to be is projected to be depleted in 2033 with no changes being made.
Okay.
But it's important to know that at that time, the incoming revenue would pay 77% of scheduled benefits. So, you know, if your check is $1,000 in 2033 with no changes being made, that check would be reduced to $770.
Okay. And again, that would bring a mutiny.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's hard to get reelected when that happens. So
right, well, exactly. Yeah. Congressmen and senators and yeah. they have a future to look out for as well.
Yeah, so you would expect some changes by that time, yeah.
Right, absolutely. All right. And under current law, these two trust funds cannot be combined, but the trustees also provide an estimate for a hypothetical combined program, which they refer to as OASIDI. This would extend full benefits to 2034, which is a year earlier than last year's report, at which time incoming revenue would pay only 81% of scheduled benefits. So even combining the programs isn't, I would say, a huge change for the old age and survivor insurance program.
Gotcha. Okay.
Medicare also has two trust funds. The hospital insurance, this trust fund pays for inpatient and hospital care under Medicare Part A. The supplementary medical insurance trust fund comprises of two accounts, one for the Medicare Part B physician and outpatient costs, and the other for Medicare Part D prescription drug costs. The hospital insurance trust fund will contain surplus income through 2027, but is projected to be depleted in, ironically, 2033 as well, 3 years earlier than last year's report. At that time, revenue would pay only 89% of the program's cost. Overall projections of Medicare costs are certainly very uncertain, and I would say a big reason for changes in the last couple of years have to do with rising health costs.
Okay.
And the supplementary medical insurance trust fund accounts for Medicare Part B and D are expected to have sufficient funding because they are automatically balanced through premiums and revenue from other government's general fund. But financing will need to increase faster than the economy to cover expected expenditure growth or the cost of healthcare. Okay. So then lastly, possible fixes. Know that if Congress does not take action, Social Security beneficiaries might face a benefit cut after the trust funds are depleted. Based on this year's report, any permanent fix to Social Security would likely require a combination of changes. And I just wanted to mention a few of them. The first being to raise the Social Security payroll tax. An immediate and permanent payroll tax increase to 16.05% would be necessary to address the long-range revenue shortfall. Of course, if we wait till at 2032 or 2033, that number would be much higher.
Right. Okay.
Second, we could raise the ceiling on wages subject to Social Security payroll taxes. Right now, that limit is at anything over $176,100 in 2025 is not taxed. Social Security is not taxed. Then third, raise the full retirement age. Currently, the full retirement age is 67 for anyone born in 1960 or later. Then fourth would be to change the benefit calculation formula. Fifth would be to use a different index to calculate the cost of living adjustment each year. And lastly, tax a higher percentage of benefits for higher income beneficiaries. Big thing to remember here is based on past changes to these programs, it's likely that any future changes would primarily affect future beneficiaries and have a relatively small effect on those already receiving benefits. While neither Social Security nor Medicare is in danger of disappearing, it would be wise, as we mentioned, to maintain, to correct these issues, and also on top of that, maintain a strong retirement saving strategy to prepare for potential changes that may affect you in your future.
Yeah, I think it's a good tip for younger people listening in their 20s and 30s to have a backup plan, right?
Right. Absolutely. Not that it necessarily won't be there, but we just don't know what changes may or may not be made, and always good to have that retirement saving strategy in place, no doubt.
Yeah, because trying to pay all the bills with Social Security once you retire, it just isn't happening right now. So you almost have to have a 401, separate 401k or some other investment plan to kind of supplement that, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And it gives you the freedom as well. Unfortunately, we have times with high inflation, as we've seen the last couple of years, that make it hard to pay for things with just that Social Security check, no doubt. And having that other savings to supplement that certainly is very beneficial.
All right. Well, if folks have any questions, it can be very confusing. Whatever age spectrum you're at, maybe you're 25, maybe you're 55, and you have questions, you're not real sure about retirement or getting the account started, whatever it may be, you can sit across the table from Matt right here, Phillips, Medford, Hawkins, whatever is most convenient, and have that discussion. That's probably one of the most, one of the things you do the most, right, is just getting that plan together, right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly with most, if not all of those plans, we certainly incorporate Social Security and what that looks like for each individual person and getting estimates and building that as part of that plan, to know how much, we need to have saved up in whether it's a 401k, an IRA, whatever the case may be, to be able to live comfortably.
Sure. Pioneer-financial.net, or they can always give you a call, talk to you face to face and set up an appointment to get together, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. Very good, Matt. We'll let you get back to summer, okay?
All right.